Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems.
Quito Baquito has sustained life for centuries, but scientists and activists were alarmed last summer when spring flow dropped historically low and cracked mudflats appeared in the man-made pond, all while former President Trump's border wall inched closer. Aaron Cooper with the International Sonoran Desert Alliance says drought and record heat pushed the site to the brink. His organization has collected $100,000 to help protect it.
So this will do what we're calling phase one. And phase one is kind of redoing the retention structure in a way that hasn't been done for probably 50 years.
Cooper says that will include redoing the pond's liner to protect against leaks and evaporation, a project that will use some $250,000 worth of donor and Park Service money. Once contracts are awarded, Cooper says work could begin as early as this summer. I'm Elisa Resnick in Tucson.